a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get him, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I'd be sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's the Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock!
That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Back at hour number three, 615-844-5600. Twitter at Billis King. You want to email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. Danny up in New York City, our favorite police officer up there, says, Bill, I've met both Archie and Peyton Manning privately. Both could not have been more gracious. Part of the ESPN special with the Mannings was filmed in my grandfather's bookstore in New Orleans, which was pretty neat. Yeah, Danny's got relatives. Danny's got connections in Michigan. Obviously, he's in New York City where he works. And down in New Orleans, Danny's a well-rounded dude now. Shannon in South Bend says, Bill, when you watched Peyton Manning back in the 90s at Tennessee, did you think he would become a generational quarterback and a Hall of Famer that he ended up being at the Colts and Broncos? Absolutely. Peyton Manning was a no-doubter. There was no doubting. There was not one moment where you thought, maybe not. This guy was wired ideally to take it all the way. That's mentally, that's physically, that's work ethic, that's whatever you want to get into. He was wired. So, and again, I wasn't really thinking back then about his pro career because I'm a college guy. But what happened there and all the records and all the numbers and whatever in the Hall of Fame, no. That's as big a no-brainer as I've ever thought of. And that's, again, think about from this angle now. Everybody, we talk about all these players and all these teams and who they're getting and five-star and this and that, right? And it's fun and it's important. Stars matter. But we don't think about them from a standpoint of, well, I wonder once they get onto the NFL if they'll be truly superstars and maybe they get in the Hall of Fame. You just don't think about that, right? With Peyton Manning, you just knew it. And you just knew it. And I'll give you another one now. And this is, 15 years, almost 15 years prior. When Reggie White got to Tennessee, the very first time I heard of him, I was reading a newspaper. It was either the Knoxville Journal or Sentinel or the Chattanooga Free Press. Now, I don't remember. But literally, and I wish I kept these. But the article starts, and this is again 1979, 1980-ish, 79, 80. The article, the first paragraph, or maybe the headline, and you got to remember, this is the Cold War, United States, Soviet Union. The headline read something like, if the Russians were to start a football team, you'd begin, if you could start one, if you could get Reggie White, that'd be the way to start one. And I knew, just by seeing him, that he would be an ultimate superstar. That would go all the way. Would be, I still think, the best defensive lineman in the history of the game. So there are just a couple that you just, and I'm talking about really before college. There aren't many. They're one in a trillion of those. Butch down in Birmingham. And you know what? I got to talk to Adam. I've got several complaints I've got to get to. And again, that's part of it. Because we try and cater to what you folks want and need. And this is more technical. I've got this one from Butch, and then I've got another one that I need to deal with. Butch says, Bill, I got a new phone and the latest Android version and app doesn't work on it, apparently. It gets a warning that says it's not compatible. Don't see an update available. Just checking to make sure WNSR was aware. Yeah, I've got to speak with Adam. We talk about once a week, and Adam will look into this for you. Here's the other one. And JT from Jacksonville has sent me messages. And here's another one. And this is from L and the 910. Says, Bill, after years of listening to your show through the archives, WNSR website, it has become difficult to find or access the morning's archived segments. Used to be hour 1, 2, and 3 in the first slot. Let me know how to continue to enjoy the show in the 910. Thanks for the dedication. And also thanks for the stock mentions. Get me back to listening. Crazy Charlie, I don't know, Charlie, if you even see that. I know you post them, but do you have any idea what they're talking about? There.
No, but if you just go to WNSR.com and click on the Bill King page or go to SoundCloud and search Bill King, every show is there. Every interview is there, I promise.
So just go to SoundCloud and then put in the name Bill King, and it'll be there. Okay. I'll talk to Adam. I'm getting, and the JT in Jacksonville said the same thing. Somehow, some way, the last couple of weeks, it's not labeled the same. And, I don't know what they're talking about. I just do the show. But I'll talk to Adam today about it, and we will see what's up. Yeah, we'll see what the complaint is about and get to it. Okay. Looking at the markets, the S&P down 450, pretty much one of two things has been happening last 7 to 10 days or so in the market. Either it's bloody red pre-market and it stays bloody red, or it's slightly red, green, red, green, red, and then as the day progresses, it goes red. Yesterday that happened, and it ended up minus 50 on the S&P. A couple days ago, we had a really green day, but that's one of over the last 7 to 10 days. Don't know if that means a market reversal or not. I don't think that's clear yet. I'd like some clarity. Like I told you, if it's a market reversal, you can win bigger that way. You just need to be right about it. Oh, and I tell you what, I had yesterday, and I always get people, Bill, here's a link. I get these all the time. Bill, have you ever heard this podcast over here? Here's a link. Bill, there's this interview over on this other. Have you heard this? And I appreciate you thinking of me and sending me those. I typically, it's very difficult for me to get to many of those. But I was watching on my laptop this financial show. It's on YouTube called Benzinga. It's pretty good, and it's live programming all day long. It's better than the TV stuff like CNBC, Fox, Bloomberg. The live shows are way better than all that, to me now. And they had Kathy Wood on. Now, and I'm a big fan of hers. She is the CEO of ARK Is it ARK Investment? Yeah, ARK Investment Management. And she's maybe right now the hottest name in the financial world. Hottest name in the financial world. I think the company's out of New York City. She's from California. But she lives, now here's interesting. She lives in Hilton Head, South Carolina. All you folks over in South Carolina, she lives in Hilton Head. And, you know, we got a lot of people listening from there and Savannah and all that. She said she was having dinner in Savannah over the weekend. And obviously she's a very recognizable person. She probably gets recognized anywhere she goes. And said a young couple came up to her, tried to buy her a drink or food. She said, well, I'm not going to allow that. Why should somebody be buying me something? So she ended up, I think it was their anniversary, ended up buying their meal for them. But it was about a 30-35 minute interview with her. They could have done it for 20 hours. It would have been interesting. Now, the interviewer was terrible. The people on that YouTube channel don't know how to ask questions. After the break, I'm going to get into that too, while we have a moment. But it was interesting. Kathy Wood, yeah. And she is, I mean, just listening to her describe and go through the market, and they did allow for a segment where she talked about a few stocks like she talked about Tesla. She was bullish on Tesla years back when people were just killing it, just destroying it. I mean, most of the financial people did not like it, didn't understand it, didn't see the future, just hated it. She was bullish on it very originally. And she went through some others, Zoom, and how big or bad Zoom's going to get hurt, ZM, in the reopening situation we're in. She says she doesn't think it's going to get hit that bad, but as a matter of fact, she's still bullish on it, although it's been going down. But I'm telling you, she is something else. She is brilliant to listen to. Just the way, you know, there are some people, there aren't many that do this to me in any walk of life. As a matter of fact, there are probably less than two or three on the planet Earth that when they speak, it's just different. And I don't mean their voice. I mean the way they put words together. Paul Harvey would be one, right? When they speak, the way they put words together is on another level. She's one of them. Anyways, we'll take the break. Coming right back. Presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Just a few more minutes left on this crash that happened earlier here. They got one more vehicle to move. It will be open here momentarily on 40 westbound at Donaldson Pike. It's just still heavy traffic trying to get in from Mount Juliet right now through this section of Hermitage over here on I-40 going westbound into Donaldson. Traffic still looking good right now. 65 coming out of Robertson County down through Millersville, Goodlettsville. Just watch your speed. Check out the Andre Chicken Sandwich, now available at Princess Hot Chicken. Online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck. You're on time traffic.
When it comes to great times with family and friends, Strike and Spare Family Entertainment keeps raising the bar. With five centers in Middle Tennessee, Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers offers bowling, games, food, drink, and entertainment for all ages. And don't forget, with TVs located throughout, you can always keep up with your favorite teams as well. Also, Hendersonville at Circus World and now Murfreesboro in the old Sears building in Stones River Mall provide two enhanced experiences to enjoy, including laser tag, roller skating, bumper cars, time freak, laser maze, maze, and a virtual reality roller coaster. Looking for a place for a gathering? Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers are great for birthday and corporate parties, fundraising events, and all types of activities and reunions. Other locations to serve you include Hermitage, Donaldson Plaza, and the Tusculum area. For more information, you can visit them online at strikeandspare.com. All locations are open 7 days a week, including holidays. And remember, there's never a bad time for a good time at Strike and Spare Family Fun Centers. The Locksmith Company, our full-service locksmithing expert, is reminding motorists to slow down on our roadways, keep an eye out for kids at play, and never text and drive. This message is from The Locksmith Company. For all your residential, commercial, or automotive locksmithing needs, call today for a free estimate or 24/7 emergency service at 931-801-5427. That's 931-801-5427. And visit thelsco.com. The Locksmithing Company. The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show.
I always thought you were such a nice, quiet young man.
Westbrook pulls up at the free throw line. Tied ball game.
Here's a kid with an honest face.
Weekday afternoons at 4.
I'm in my car constantly late for appointments because I'm sitting here listening to you on the radio.
Here we go. We're going live right now.
I just want to tell you, I've been a long-time listener for 12, 13 years.
The Johnny Ballpark Frank Show on Nashville Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 65. For tonight, clear skies, lows 35. Sunny for Friday, 57 is our high. Sunshine for Saturday, highs near 54. Sunny on Sunday, highs 58. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Call 615-844-5600. Get in on the Bill King Show.
I don't know if this bugs you like it bugs me. It probably doesn't. I don't know how many people notice this. Crazy Charlie, make sure you're listening here, because I want your comment on this. I watch these shows, and like I said, I was watching the Benzinga channel on YouTube, and information-wise, I think it's a very good channel. But I watch all these hosts, TV and radio. I'm talking about network people, and none of them seem to know how to answer a question. They ask the question, then they keep talking, and then they double back two and three times with the same question, and then they add other questions onto it. That bugs the bleep out of me. Crazy Charlie, do you notice that as well?
Bill, it's beyond that.
But does it just get you?
It bothers me because, listen, this is something that, you know, we all struggle with early in our careers. We all want to prove how much we know and how much knowledge, information, and wisdom that contains between our own ears. But the point of having a guest, the point of having an analyst on is to let them do the heavy lifting and let them show the audience that they have the horsepower. So it can be difficult early on, but it's something you got to get used to real quick. I mean, Bill, if I was going to ask you a question, say, about the markets or anything, I'd say, Bill, you're always talking about don't short Tesla. Why not? That's it. Yeah. You go to work. But I understand exactly what you're saying. And my second add-on to that is not only do they ask the question three different ways before finally turning it over to the guest, but they typically answer it themselves and then hand the question over. And then the analyst sits there like, well, you just took points 1 through 7 that I would use to answer your question and fed them to me as an answer, and then asked me a question. So I agree, the state of broadcasting is probably not where it should be. I think that the last year and a half has not only allowed companies to downsize, but to take advantage of the situation, and they're going to continue to do so. Play-by-play now is going to be done exclusively from small offices, closets, home offices, things like that, and that's definitely going to affect the product moving forward. And that's, Bill, once we're done with this thing, that's going to be about money. That's going to be a cost-saving thing, and a network like ESPN is going to say, why would we send a commentator to Stadium X Y, or Z when we can make the same two guys call six games a day from the offices here? We don't have to pay them to travel. We don't have to get a hotel. We don't need insurance. So I'm actually quite concerned about the state of our industry and where it's moving forward. I'm just so thankful, proud, and lucky that we are part of our own independent Bill King Show terrestrial radio network, and that we're able to control a lot more of the things out there that frankly, Bill, you know this, and you see what's going on around this town and around all the other markets. Those who don't have the control of their own programs, their own formats, their own shows, they're suffering right now, and they're losing jobs left and right, and the business is hemorrhaging a lot of great talent. However, we come in every day consistently right here and take care of business.
Now, I don't know if you have gotten this far along with the watching people and listening to people ask questions, but I'll tell you where I'm at. It's to the point when I'm watching an interview, listening, watching, that I forget what the topic is, and I'm just trying to figure out when the host is going to shut up. I'm to that point.
It's too much talking in circles.
It just, I'll tell you, and again, not political. I doesn't matter.
Hey,
but
Bill,
I'll tell you, the worst guy on the planet at that is Hannity. Bill, I want to throw something at the TV.
Let me give you another one that's kind of maddening, and I've noticed it trickle into a lot of people on air these days. Just ask me any question, any simple question, anything.
Charlie, what's it like to play hockey?
So... when I go out there to play hockey, you get it, right? You hear it all the time, don't you? For some reason, every answer now starts with, so, and then they pause and then they answer the question. Look, I'm going to, a pro tip for anybody out there, and I study and I work hard and I try to get better at what I do every day. And believe me, I still have room to improve, but I'm very good at what I do. If you need to say, or so before you answer a question or in the middle of a question, just pause. There's nothing. We all get terrified of any dead air. A tenth of a second dead air is death to the broadcasting industry. It's not. What's death to the broadcasting industry is saying and so every third syllable while you're trying to get your point out. Pause, collect yourself, and deliver. That's what you're supposed to be doing on a microphone. If you want to sound like a caller, continue on. Keep sounding like callers. That's why we'll be surpassing you in the industry any day now.
I just wanted to get that out.
I'm glad. I love talking about the industry, and I love talking philosophy and strategy and all of those things. You know, I do a show that's drastically different than what you do, Bill, but that's intent. It's purpose. It's with reason, and you do the same things for your show. You've built up over the years a certain flow, a certain cadence, a certain way of operating and doing things. As a matter of fact, we have our own dictionary here on this very radio show. That's what makes it great. That's what makes a radio show special, when the host develops his own thing over the years and then delivers the goods. But please, if you're going to say and you're supposed to be the expert, you're supposed to be the analyst, or you're supposed to be the host, please just at least take a second, collect your thoughts, take a deep breath, and then go back to work. Because all of us would rather listen to good, coherent, well-delivered radio than to listen to you stumble, stagger, and trip all over yourself throughout the thing. And again, if you want to sound like a caller and a bad one, you can keep doing that. But I would encourage everyone who wants to talk on a microphone, make sure you know what you're doing before you plug it in.
Jim in Jupiter says, guys, the same principle stands in sales. As someone in sales, I want to talk as little as possible and listen to my customer. People need to shut the bleep up. It's a good point. If you're in sales, and not that that's my expertise, you can talk Crazy Charlie in the same couple of sentences somebody into something, and then right after that, you can talk somebody out of something if you just keep talking. It's a very good point. It's a very good point. The people that I know of that are in sales, meaning they study it. They have meetings daily on it. You are told it's about the customer. You talking the whole time is not what this is about. It's about them. Make it about them. And I've heard them say, you can literally, in the same sentence perhaps, talk somebody into something and then immediately talk them out of something just because you won't quit talking. It's a good point by Jim. Shannon up in South Bend. Bill, The SoundCloud website or app is the best way to listen to the archives of the show. I frequent them all the time. However, I found the website to be more user-friendly than the SoundCloud app, but both work fine. Hope this helps the listeners. You know what? I don't ever go in there, so I don't know what to tell you. That's what, I'm going to talk to Adam about it later. A lot of people tell me, hey, I love it. I'm operating just fine. It's wonderful. And then I'm getting some complaints. Something changed that I don't know about. That could happen. I mean, with an app or whatever. I mean, that can happen. Jeff, too. Back to the Alabama Peyton Manning freshman year game. Very hard fought game that year. Says, Bill, 94 was a great season, the last great season for Stallings. They went 11-0 regular season, lost to Florida in the SEC title game 24-23. Had Alabama won, Tide would have played Nebraska in the Sugar Bowl for the Natty. 95, Alabama was on probation. 96 went 10-3. I mean, 94 was a, I just remember, that was a very good defense for them. And 94, the team 94-ish seemed like 92. Not quite as good, obviously, and I don't think you're going to get a better defense than that. I'll never admit there's a better defense than the 92 Alabama defense. I don't care if it's, well, a little more modern today, Bill. I don't care. That defense then travels. It could time travel to any time you want to put it and dominate. I'm convinced of that. Allen in Tampa. Welcome in, sir.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
We are doing well. What's up?
Had to keep up with this crazy weather down there. We left Miami yesterday at about 2:30. It was 93. I got home last night. It was 63.
That's all right. 63 in Tampa's probably a welcome relief because you're about to be 103 for about, what, 100, 200 days.
Yeah, last weekend it was 93. So I turned my solar on for my pool for my grandkids, but now it's a little cooled off again. But that's the way it goes, up and down. You were talking about the reporters and stuff. The worst was Eric Dickerson. He was on Monday Night Football for a while. He's doing a Detroit Lions game, and they said, let's go down to Eric on the sideline. And he goes, if Barry Sanders doesn't play, they're not going to have as good a chance to win. Back to you.
That was
no kidding. Really, Eric?
Well, I mean, he's right, but.
Yeah, Captain Obvious. Then they went to him one time in the game, and they said, what's it like, Eric? It's cold down here. Back to you. I mean, he was the worst, I think.
Well, he made up for it by being a Hall of Fame player. How about that?
Oh, yeah. So was Marcus Allen. He was bad, too. But the guys I liked a lot was used to be Saturday night at ESPN was Ron Franklin and Mike Godfrey. I thought they were really good.
Franklin was, and I still have people tell me they loved him. Now, see, I didn't, just because he was such an egomaniac behind the scenes. Now, on air, I know you guys don't care about that, but yeah, I mean, the broadcast was quality. There's no question. I mean, that was, there was a period of time where Ron Franklin could be, other than Keith Jackson now, you could call him during that little stretch, he's probably the voice of college football.
Oh, yeah, you know, he made the crack in the meeting or something about a girl's skirt or low-cut top or something that got him canned. But the guy, I mean, it's like your voice. I met you. I know you. I've seen you in person. Your voice doesn't match who you are. You got that booming radio voice. I mean, you do. And if people see you, it's like, you know, this guy should be like 8 foot tall with a deep voice.
I get that all the time. Yeah, I get that all the time.
The first time I met you, I'm like, no way this guy's got a voice like that. That's impossible. He's got to have a voice box or there's some kind of trick or something going on there. You know?
But, yeah, I carry a boom box.
There you go. You got a boom box. You talk to, well, they these new singers now, they got a thing they sing into that makes their voice sound better than what it really is.
Yeah.
Everything's fake nowadays, but yeah, you know, I think he was the worst, Dickerson, of all of them.
Alan. Oh, did you get your pizza oven?
No, not yet. Now, my wife, I get home last night. My wife goes, "Where's that pizza oven you ordered?" I said, "I don't know. It's coming." She goes, "You know what? Because I got a big outdoor kitchen, and it's got a big gas grill in it. It's a Fire Magic, huge thing, and I ain't used it since I got the rec tech." She goes, "Why don't you take that out and call the outdoor kitchen dude? Have him come put you a big, you know, nice pizza oven built in." I'm like, "Why'd you tell me that before I bought this other thing?" "Well, will you give it to our son?" I said, "Okay." So it's coming, but I ain't got it yet.
Let me know how it goes.
All right, buddy. Have a great day, man. You guys have a good weekend.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Alan down in Tampa. Crazy Charlie, I heard the third one. Dane is next in line, according to Crazy Charlie. Welcome in from, I believe, the Gulf Coast.
Bill, I'm back home, man. I'm back
home. Back home.
I went down there. I came home, and I was here for the snow and ice. And then we went down there last week because it was my wife's birthday. And then she wanted to go down. And then so I came back Sunday. Last week down there, we had a lot of 72 and sunny down there, man. It was fantastic.
Now, from the Gulf Coast to just a couple of hundred yards from the Cumberland River, Dane is with us. How about that?
That would be correct. I live three blocks up from the Vinnie Links Golf Course. That's correct.
Just three blocks up. I've probably been by your house. I bet you. I didn't know it, but I've probably driven by your house.
I live one block behind Shelby and three blocks up from Vinnie Links. Yeah, so that's pretty good assessment calling it from the radio. But you were talking about Peyton a few minutes ago.
Yes.
And the what's the New York City? His name's Danny, the policeman.
Danny, correct.
Right. Okay. Well, they Archie and Peyton years ago. Maybe a year or two years after, or three after he got in the pros, Archie and Peyton wrote a book called Manning, The Legacy of Football. Well, somebody gave it to me for Christmas. I couldn't put the book down. I read the whole thing in like a day and a half. So then I got the bright idea. I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to call information. This was before everybody had cell phones. I mean, I didn't have one yet. So I got all the information on my phone in the kitchen, and I called down there, and I got Archie's phone number. So I called over to his house because I was going to get him to sign the book for me. So I called over there. Olivia answers the phone, and she says, "Honey, Archie's not here. He's over at the office. Would you like the number?" I said, "Ma'am, if you don't mind." She gives me a number. I called him. I talked to him for a good little while, and he said, "Well, look," he says, Peyton don't really sign stuff right now because he's too busy. He goes, "Send me a stamped envelope and I'll sign it and send it back to you." But he talked to me just like he'd known me all my life.
I'm not
surprised. What happened was I loaned the book to somebody and I forgot who, and I've never gotten it back, so I never got the book signed. and then there was another time I ran into him in New Orleans flying back to Nashville, and he stood there and talked to me. I was all excited. I called my wife. I said, you're not going to believe who I ran into. She goes, "Who?" I said, "Archie." She goes, "Who's Archie?"
Don't you remember the cartoon, The Archies? Anyways, Dane, the music is booting us off. The music is non-negotiable. Back after the break, Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Finally looking better here through Hermitage with that traffic flow moving a lot better westbound on I-40 here up by Stewart's Ferry Pike. From that earlier wreck we had near the airport, tons of radar already out here this morning. It's going to be a nice day. That means they're really out here cracking down on speeders. Please slow it down and be safe. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. Check it out now. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey, Nashville, this is Crazy Charlie Sonia, and it's time to put 2020 in the rearview mirror as I tell you all about Bongo Java. Nashville's oldest and most celebrated coffee company now is also located in the Omni Nashville Hotel. Bongo Java's expert baristas take pride in their trade, serving up fresh, locally roasted coffee and fresh baked goods all day long. For me, it's all about the plain old grilled cheese, and I make it a soup and sandwich by adding the tomato basil soup each and every time. You just simply can't go wrong with it. Looking for something else? The pesto bomb will always steer you in the right direction. House-made pesto, spinach, onions, cucumbers, and tomatoes on your choice of bagel. Open at 7 days a week and brewing up till 2. Bongo Java adds to the great Omni Nashville Hotel experience. That's Bongo Java, located in the Omni Nashville Hotel, 5th Avenue, downtown.
Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee is our premier veteran-owned and operated exterior expert. They're reminding Americans to show support to the brave men and women who serve in our U.S. military. This message is from Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. For roofing, siding, gutter, storm damage, restoration, insurance claims, and more, call today at 615-956-5775. That's 615-956-5775. Willard's Roofing Renovations of Middle Tennessee. Proudly saluting our troops and veterans.
I'm Blair Durham from Bart Durham Injury Law. We are open 24/7. Our team is working remotely so that we can stay connected during these times. We can get to work for you without a face-to-face meeting. We will get through this together. Our firm has been here 50 years and plan on 50 more. During scary times like these, we have to stay connected. Check out our social media to see how we can help our community and friends. I'm Blair Durham. We will get through this together.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on The Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy and three different races, and we have a third different winner. William Byron grabbing his second career win in that 24 car at Homestead Miami Speedway. Up next, we are heading west to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. So grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is William Byron. You're listening to The Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Nobody knows more about college football history than Bill King.
Mark, it's very green. Now, one note of caution. Jerome Powell speaks, Fed chairman, at noon Eastern. He randomly spooks the market. So just be careful there. If you're twitchy, Cosby Cattleman in possession of the dossier. Welcome in.
Bonjour, Monsieur King. Cattleman checking in. Long-time listener, long-time caller.
I remember you.
Maybe I'm looking at a big stand of daffodils. You got any daffodils yet?
I don't think so, no.
They're coming.
How are you getting daffodils on Rocky Top and down south here? We don't have any. That makes no sense.
Yeah, you think that y'all would get that a little sooner due to elevation there. I don't understand that. Hey, Bill, I kind of want to talk about T. Martin and facilities. It kind of bleeds in together.
Caden Martin, his son, just committed to Miami mainly for baseball. But go ahead.
Yeah, that's where I was going. I looked at the sports page, and T. Martin's kid going to Miami. His last kid went to Clemson. And, you know, like I said, Bill, I'm not going to – heck, if I was a 17, 18-year-old kid and I went on an official visit to Miami or USC, I don't see how they ever lose a ball player, especially Miami.
Right.
So, I mean, and if baseball's a focus, I mean, common sense, you'd probably want to go to a warm weather place, so I don't really care about all that. But, you know, I got to looking, I was telling you yesterday about those facilities rankings. Did you ever take a look at that on 24/7?
Actually brought it up to Chris Landry earlier, and we went over a couple of them. Yes.
Yeah, okay. Well, I believe USC checked in at 25, and I don't think Miami or Florida State even made the top 25. And I got to thinking, you know, you need certain things. You need a weight room and you need nutrition. And I think a lot of it's rap studios and barbershops. I think that's over the top. But if you're Miami, if you're sitting there thinking, if you show a kid South Florida, if that's not good enough for some of these kids, if they're not smart enough to sign on the dotted line, I don't know if you're Miami, if you need to be building a big building like that. You're living in paradise for free, for crying out loud.
Yeah, but does everybody look at it the same as you do? A football player, are they thinking palm trees and a nearby beach, or are they thinking about my football?
Yeah, there you go, and especially now with all these crazy buildings. But I can see why Miami would be lagging. Florida State's probably the same thing. But now, Bill, let's talk about T. Martin for a second. T. Martin and Fulmer, they gave us 98. They've been nothing but trouble ever since. You ever stop and think about that?
Well, I guess I've thought about it some. I mean, I don't know what either's.
I mean, Fulmer trucked around until about 2001, 2002, when it felt, started sliding on him.
Yes.
He comes back and runs the program twice. Probably only guy on earth to get fired twice by his own school. Then you got T. Martin. He came back one time on a free vacation, pretending to be interviewing for a job. Came back this last time he was fired. Fatmer gave him $1 million. Didn't recruit a lick. Squawked. Thought he deserved the job on the way out the door. Started trying to play the race card on Tennessee on the way before he got his NFL gig. Never sends a kid to Tennessee, wants to crying to former players saying he ought to be the head coach. That guy's been nothing but trouble. That's not even counting Mike Griffith and the termite man.
Well,
you ought to get Mike Griffith on and tell that termite man story next time, Bill.
What? Give me the cliff notes on that one again. I forget what that's about.
Okay, well, you know, after the Logan Young and all that mess with Bama buying everything coming out of Memphis, the comeback was Bama tried to get Tennessee in trouble saying Tennessee paid T. Martin, and they never could prove it. And Mike Griffith went down there and interviewed the termite guy, said he was cleaning the office. I can't remember exactly what the termite guy did, but somehow the termite guy was relevant to it all. Mike Griffith was in the middle of it, and Bama never could hang it around Tennessee, but Tennessee did have to ban T. Martin from campus. He probably got some money. Most of these dudes do. That's a dirty little secret of college football, but it just couldn't be proven. And it was just a big mess. It just seems like that guy ever since, you know, 98 will be there forever, only modern national championship in the school. But, man, he's been a headache. I hope we never see that guy here again, maybe outside of a 98 football reunion. I hope he never comes back.
I thought the 99 item was some lady was funneling T. Martin money, and he was getting it through the cash thing at Kroger. Or something.
Yeah, that was the allegation, and somehow the termite guy said he was down there cleaning their office or something, and it all tied in together down there in Mobile somehow. But that was the revenge. That was revenge of the Bammers, like Star Wars. That was revenge of the Bammers.
Gotcha.
Didn't really fly that well. Hey, Bill, one more thing about the SEC tournament coming up here. Bill, you got your George Dickel stand. I know the times are tough, but you're going to have a George Dickel stand there. You always talking about your little kiosk there on Lower Broad in a mask with a straw.
I may do that because you've led to its comeback, its popularity.
I mean, Bill Lee's turned it loose. Mask up and get a straw out, right?
They've already canceled CMA Fest, though.
Yeah, I heard that. Isn't that something? How much blue you think we're going to see this year, Bill, on the sidewalks? You know, normal people go to Destin and Myrtle Beach for spring break. The Real Housewives of Corbin take their spring break in the 615. How much blue you think we're going to see? They think they're going to win it 4 games in 4 days.
Oh, man.
I bet you any restaurants that are still in business wouldn't mind seeing Kentucky make four games in 4 days.
If Kentucky gets eliminated, there will be – and it's limited tickets anyways, but typical years, the place gets real empty.
Bill, how are we going to – have they opened up most of those Lower Broad bars? Are we going to see people on all those rooftop bars and everything for TV?
I think they've opened them up. It's either they've already opened them up or they're about to, and I think you can stay until 1 a.m. now.
Wonder if the SEC will do like the NFL did and give a bunch of people on the street jerseys to be fake fans. Remember when the NFL did that? Hey, be a Cleveland Browns fan for 3 hours.
That's right.
Hey, you're a L.A. Chargers fan for 3 hours. Here's your jersey.
I hear you,
man.
You
know that went on, don't you, Bill? They were phony fans, the NFL's passing out jerseys on draft day down there.
I don't recall that.
Yeah, well, you might want to fact check that one. Hang in there, Bill.
See you. Yeah, I forgot about the termite man. All right, there's the music. We shall continue. Markets are nice and happy right now. Let's see if this holds up. That's the question. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Finally looking better here through Hermitage with that traffic flow moving a lot better westbound on I-40 here up by Stewart's Ferry Pike from that earlier wreck we had near the airport. Tons of radar already out here this morning. It's going to be a nice day. That means they're really out here cracking down on speeders. Please slow it down and be safe. Ripley's Aquarium in the Smokies will be hosting Sleep of the Sharks coming up March 28th. Check it out now. Ripley's Aquarium of the Smokies.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
George Plaster and Watson Brown to talk with you about a friend of ours, Jody Jones Dentistry. And Watson, we've both visited this beautiful new studio he has in the Music Row area. Man, it is spectacular.
It sure is. And I've known Jody George since he was a kid. His mom and dad, Doug and Lucy, are as good of friends as I have. It was an honor to coach Jody at Vanderbilt. And Jody was one of those tough guys, very smart, highly competitive, unbelievable work ethic. It does not surprise me that he's had a wonderful dentist practice as he does.
22 years worth, and it includes cosmetic dentistry, veneers, crowns, laser bleaching, and they have a hygiene department with microscope technology. If you want an appointment, you simply call them at 615-259-5100 or go on their website, jodyjonesdds.com.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
The George Plaster Show.
It's great. You finally landed in a place where you're going to thrive with the greatest people on sports radio, pretty much.
Weekdays starting at 2.
It works out the way it should be.
The George Plaster Show.
Man, it's great to have you back, my friend.
The George Plaster Show.
This is going to be that much better now with George on afternoons, man. I can't wait, man.
George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR Nashville Sports Radio.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs today around 65. For tonight, clear skies, lows 35. Sunny for Friday, 57 is our high. Sunshine for Saturday, highs near 54. Sunny on Sunday, highs 58. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio on WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Body clock is set to college football and nothing else. It's Bill King.
You're listening to The Bill King Show, the only college football radio show proven to make you smarter.
Add a little excitement to your sports watching experience by betting on all the action on FanDuel. There's a reason why FanDuel is America's number one sports book. Their app is very simple to use. They have great odds on all the different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays, and exclusive always on promotions such as enhanced odds boost on the biggest events to let you get more action out of every game day. And if you win, they even get you your winnings safely in as little as 24 hours. It's easy to register, very easy to deposit, easy to find your bet. And with FanDuel's exclusive same game parlay feature, you can bet small for the chance to win a large sum. Right now, FanDuel is letting you place your first bet, and it's risk-free up to $1,000. Just place a bet on any game, and FanDuel will refund you up to $1,000 back if you don't win the bet. Seriously, there's no strings attached. Just place any bet you want, NBA, college basketball, golf, tennis, you name it. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in site credit. If you've never tried FanDuel Sportsbook, what are you waiting on? Download the app, the FanDuel Sportsbook app. Get started and be sure to sign up using the promo code BKING. That way they know that I sent you. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code BKING. Must be BKING. Must be 21. Must be in Tennessee. Site credit on non-withdrawable. Expires 14 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 800-889-9789. We'll take a call here before the top. Hambone, welcome in, sir. Where you been?
Hey, Bill, I've been in a basement, man. Been hiding. Listen, hey, it's hard to follow Cosby and Dane, but here I go, and I don't have much here. But, Bill, you were talking about Archie. What a cool guy he is, man. I mean, he is the nicest guy I've ever met in my life. And when I met him, I said, Archie, everybody wants to talk about your football days and all that. I said, look, man, I saw you play baseball. I think I was in like the seventh grade. He played shortstop for Ole Miss, could get from first to third about as fast as anybody I've ever seen, was a great baseball player. And nobody really, I don't think they ever remember that, but I certainly do. It's certainly, he's been an idol of mine for a long time. And listen, Bill, I think that Arch Manning, Ole Miss has got to be the leader in the clubhouse, huh?
I
was listening early to y'all talk about it. But, I mean, you know, I think they're already talking about what number he's going to wear down there.
Would
he wear 18? Would they take 18 out of the Hall of Fame down there? Would that place go crazy down there if he signs with Ole Miss and he wears 18?
The only caveat would be they need to be right. They need to be winning. Now, they don't have to be winning huge because that's tough at Ole Miss, as you know. But they need to. The offense needs to be flowing well. And under Kiffin, it has been, actually. This last year, their offense was good, really good.
Well, if he's truly committed down there, and I think he is, and if he stays clean, so to speak, I believe you'll sign him. But, look, you were also talking about highly recruited athletes, and I know Peyton was good tonight. I mean, everybody in the world wanted him. But what about Marcus Dupree? He came to my mind, and I was thinking about him. Boy, he was highly recruited too, wasn't he?
As big as you can get. His problem happened to be back home. He had a lot of bad influences. Every time he'd go home, it got worse. His first year, though, at Oklahoma was superb.
Yeah, he kind of blew up like me, man. I can't talk about anybody's weight. I think he had too much Thanksgiving, but I just remember him being recruited.
Oh, yeah.
And what a good night, man. Hey, Bill, listen, I'm going to let you go here, but I'm looking forward to this fall now. My wife and I are going to come over here and watch Summit play. I'm going to watch number 10, okay? I'm real high on these guys, man. I want to see the Wade kids play, that's the only dog I got in the hunt, but I'm going to definitely watch Summit this
come
fall.
Come on. Love to have you.
I'll be there. I won't have a mask. I'll be the only guy there without a mask.
Okay, I know who you are.
No, man. Hey, good talking to you.
Yes,
best
sir.
Show I listen every morning, brother. Every morning.
Thank
best
you.
Best show
sir.
There is. Love you guys, man. See ya.
Appreciate you, Hambone, checking in. Hambone was there for commitments. We've seen him at our events. Good dude. Very good dude. Now, I must have jinxed everything. Mark it not. Not so hot. It turned red. Right when I said everything's happy and green, we went to commercial break. I looked up, and it already was game on, red again. S&P about minus 10. That's been the case for quite a few days now. Is it a market reversal? That's one thing that they did not ask Kathy Wood. I wish they would have. I don't think they got into that with her. That's probably the first question I would have asked her. And I would have done it succinctly. I would not have waited around. It'd have been quick. At Crazy Charlie 615 on Twitter. tomorrow, Brad will be with us. Already Friday. That's right. Brad will be with us tomorrow, handicapping hour number three. At Bill is king. Even Tesla's acting up. I still don't suggest shorting it. But even Tesla's acting up in this market. Kathy Wood, very high on Tesla, still. Oh, very bullish on it. Lajpa.